I hear it in the deep heart's core. I hear it in the deep heart's
One bright spot in today's economy is that your vehicle you don't need anymore is probably worth a lot more. So, if you don't need it sitting around, donate it to KGNU. Learn more at kgnu.org, and thank you.
You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. 7:01 p.m., and it is time for Shulte Gale. Roger Hera at the microphone tonight. And tonight, a different kind of show. Monday was Yeats Day, and so I'm going to be playing a lot of tunes made from the poems of William Butler Yeats. As Robert Burns was to the Scots, so Yeats is to the Irish, and a number of his poems have been set to music. And so what you just heard was The Lake Isle of Innisfree from Christine Collister off an album called I Am of Ireland, Yeats in Song. And then Alex Beaton, a tremendous Scottish singer who used to live in Aspen, and was a frequent performer at the Long's Peak Irish and Scottish Highland Festival for many years, passed away at the end of last month. And so I've picked out a few of his tunes to play. And then I've got news about different festivals that are coming up. The weather is warming up, and the latest surge notwithstanding, there are a lot of live festivals going on this summer, so I'll talk about those as the evening goes on. So here is another tune from Yeats, September 1913, and this is by John Doyle. And then I'll follow that up with a tune from Kathy Jordan, a fairy song. Anyway, a little bit more of William Butler Yeats in Song.
What need you being come to sense but fumble in a greasy till, and add the halfpence to the pence and prayer to shivering prayer until you have dried the marrow from the bone, for men were born to pray and save. Romantic Ireland's dead and gone, it's Widow Leary in the grave. Yet they were of a different kind, and names that stilled your childish play. They have gone about the world like wind, but little time had they to pray. was spun, and what, God help us, could they save? Romantic Ireland's dead and gone, at Widow Leary in the grave. Was it for this the wild geese spread a grey wing upon every tide? For this, that all that blood was shed, for this Edward Fitzgerald died. And Robert Emmet and Wolfe Tone, all that delirium of the brave. Romantic Ireland's dead and gone, it's Widow Leary in the grave. Yet could we turn to years again and call those exiles as they were? In all their loneliness and pain, you'd cry some woman's yellow hair has maddened every mother's son. They weighed so lightly what they gave, but let them be, they're dead and gone, their Widow Leary in the grave. But let them be, they're dead and gone, their Widow Leary in the grave.
I have met them at close of day, coming with vivid faces from counter or desk among grey 18th century houses. I have passed with a nod of the head, or polite, meaningless words, or have lingered a while and said polite, meaningless words, and thought before I had done of a mocking tale or a jibe to please a companion around the fire at the club, being certain that they and I but lived where motley is worn. All changed, changed utterly. A terrible beauty is born. That woman's days were spent in ignorant goodwill, her nights in argument until her voice grew shrill. What voice more sweet than hers when, young and beautiful, she rode to harriers? This man had kept a school and rode our winged horse. This other, his helper and friend, was coming into his force. He might have won fame in the end, so sensitive his nature seemed, so daring and sweet his thought. This other man I had dreamed, a drunken, vainglorious lout. He had done most bitter wrong to some who are near my heart. Yet I number him in the song. He too has resigned his part in the casual comedy. He too has been changed in his turn, transformed utterly. A terrible beauty is born. Hearts with one purpose alone through summer and winter seem enchanted to a stone to trouble the living stream. The horse that comes from the road, the rider, the birds that range from cloud to tumbling cloud, minute by minute they change. A shadow of cloud on the stream changes minute by minute. A horse hoof slides on the brim, and a horse plashes within it. The long-legged moorhens dive, and hens to moorcocks call. minute by minute they live. The stones in the midst of all. Too long a sacrifice can make a stone of the heart. Oh, when may it suffice? That is heaven's part. Our part? To murmur name upon name, as a mother names her child, when sleep at last has come on limbs that had run wild. What is it but nightfall? No, no, not night, but death. Was it needless death after all? For England may keep faith for all that is done and said. We know their dream, enough to know they dreamed and are dead. And what if excess of love bewildered them till they died? I write it out in a verse, MacDonagh and MacBride and Connolly and Pierce, now and in time to be, wherever green is worn, are changed, changed utterly. A terrible beauty is born.
So there you had Fairy Song from the Land of Heart's Desire, sung by Kathy Jordan, lead singer for many years with Dervish. And before that was a recitation of the Easter 1916 poem that Yeats had written after the Easter Rising. And before that, you heard John Doyle, the incredibly talented singer, doing a song called September 1913. So The album I Am of Ireland is an award-winning album. Subtitle is Yeats in Song, 24 poems of Yeats that had been set to music by a composer, producer named Raymond Driver. And it's an album that won the album and vocal album of the year, the American Celtic Listener Supported Radio Awards. And quite good, as you have just heard. Kind of an all-star album, features Kevin Burke, Dave Curley, Cormac DeBarra, Colin Farrell, Natalie Haas, Kathy Jordan, Mick McCauley, Mick O'Brien, Jamie O'Dowd, Killian Vallely, and anyway, 24 tracks. I Am of Ireland, Yeats in Song. So shifting gears now somewhat from the poems of Yeats, I'd like to shift to the music of Alex Beaton. Alex is an old friend to many KGNU listeners who heard him perform for years at the Long's Peak Festival in Estes Park. Alex was born in 1944, July 15th, passed away on May 27th. He was born in Glasgow and immigrated to the U.S. When he was 21, lived in New York and performed there for quite a while. Drafted into the Army, became a citizen, was drafted in the Army in 1966, and then was stationed in Germany, where he was able to join the soldiers' chorus there, the Army's soldier chorus, and when he got discharged, returned to the U.S. and eventually moved to Aspen and then to Phoenix, then to Southern California, lived in the greater L.A. area, and began performing at festivals in 1983. And from then until 2011, when he was injured in an accidental fall at home that left him paralyzed from the neck down, left him a quadriplegic, and led him to suffering from pneumonia, and then developed prostate cancer that eventually metastasized into his bones, and passed away last month, November 27th. So his remains are going to be cremated, and he will his ashes will be taken to Glasgow and distributed there. So Alex Beaton. So here are a few tunes from a couple of albums that he did. He just called them Beaton's personal favorites, and a mixture of Irish and Scottish tunes. So here is his rendition of Raglan Road, and then Cavan Girl, followed by I Have Seen the Highlands, and then concluding with the Loch Tay boat song. So here is Alex Beaton and Raglan Road.
On Raglan Road, on an autumn day, I saw her first and knew that her dark hair would weave a snare that I might one day rue. I saw the danger and I passed along
along the enchanted way. And I said, let grief be a fallen leaf at the dawning of the day. On Grafton Street in November, we trip lightly along the ledge of a deep ravine where it can be seen true worth of passion's pledge. The Queen of Hearts still making tarts, and I'm not making hay. Oh, I love too much, and by such is happiness thrown away. I gave her gifts of the mind, I gave her the secret sign that's known to the artist who has seen true gods of sound and stone. And word and tint I did not stint, for I gave her poems to say her own name there, and her long dark hair like clouds over fields in May.
As I walk the road from Killeshanra, weary I sit down. For it's 12 long miles around the lake to get to Cavan town. Though Uteran, the road I go, once seemed beyond compare. Now I curse the time
time it takes to reach my cabin girl so fair. The autumn shade surrounds the leaves, the trees will soon be bare. Each red cord leaf around me seems the color of her hair. My gaze retreats to find my feet, and once again I sigh for the broken pool of sky reminds me of the color of her eyes. At the gathering cross each Sunday morning, there she can be found, and she seems to have the eye of every boy in Cavan Town. If my luck will hold, I'll have the golden summer of her smile, and to break the hearts of cabin men, she'll talk to me a while. So next Sunday evening finds me homeward, Kilashandra bound, to work the wheat till I return and court in Cavan Town. When asked if she would be my bride, at least she'd not said no. So next Sunday morning I rouse myself and back to her I go. As I walk the road from Kilashandra, weary I sit down, for it's 12 long miles around the lake to get to Cavan Town. Though Uttarar the road I go, one seems beyond compare. Now I curse the time it takes to reach my cabin girl so fair.
In the Gallagher tenement, when people spoke of my bonny land, I didn't know what they meant. But when I took to travel, I moved far and wide, and now when I speak of my native land, I speak with love and pride. Oh, I have seen the Highlands, and I have seen the low, and I will sing of my native land wherever I may go. All nature took a tantrum many an age gone by, to outdo all of her wondrous works, she thought she'd have a try. She toiled and she thundered, she rumbled and she rolled, she made the Highlands of Scotland then, she threw away the mold. Oh, I have seen the Highlands,
and I have seen the Lord, and I will sing of my native land wherever I may go. Strolling down by Perth, in the rugged hills of Argyllshire, find the sweetest place on earth. Go rambling by the Coolans, see the Lomond in the mist, in the lovely island of Moolah, hear the songbird at his best. Oh, I have seen the Hielands, and I have seen the Lough, and I will sing of my native land wherever I may go. Oh, I have seen the Hielands, and I have seen the Lough, and I will sing of my native land wherever I may go.
When I've done my work of day, and I row my boat away down the waters of Loch Tay, when the evening light is fading and I look upon Ben Lawers, where the after glory glows, I think on two bright eyes and a merry mouth below. She's my beauteous Leonore, my joy and sorrow too. And although she is untrue, I cannot live without her, for my heart's a boat in tow, and I'd give the world to know why she means to let me go as I sing Rihoro. Nianro, your lovely hair holds more glamour, I declare, than all the tresses rare from Killin to Aberfeldy, be they lint, white, brown or gold, be they blacker than the snow. no more worth to me than a melting flake of snow. Her eyes are like the gleam of the sun's dance on the stream, and the songs the wee folk sing sounds like songs she sings at milking. But my heart is full of woe, for last night she bade me go, and the tears begin to flow as I sing Arimaro.
Support comes from the Louisville Street Fair, featuring a live band every Friday in downtown Louisville. The Street Fair takes place June 17th through August 12th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m., and the music starts around 6. The fair includes music, food, and activities for the family. More information at downtownlouisvilleco.com/streetfair.
So you heard four tunes from Alex Beaton, and a man whose talent and voice and the likes of which aren't likely to come again very soon. Lovely man, lovely voice, lovely talent, and he will be greatly missed as a fixture at the Long's Peak Scottish-Irish Highland Festival. And speaking of festivals, there is one coming up this weekend if you are out and about, the Pikes Peak Celtic Festival in Colorado Springs at the Western Museum of Mining and Industry. A couple of artists that Colorado audiences are familiar with, certainly Adam Agee and John Souza are going to be appearing, and then Seven Nations, the Celtic rock band out of Florida, are going to be there. So I've got a couple of tunes queued up from them. And then if you have your calendar handy, you can think of some other things coming up. Elizabeth Celtic Festival at Casey Jones Park in Elizabeth, July 16th to 17th. Colorado Scottish Festival at Citizens Park in Edgewater, August 6th and 7th. Thornton Highland Games and Celtic Festival, 110th and Colorado Boulevard in Thornton, August 20th. And then the Longs Peak Scottish and Irish Highland Festival, September 9th through the 11th. Scots on the Rocks in Moab, Utah, September 16th through the 18th. Spanish Peaks International Celtic Music Festival in La Vita, Southern Colorado, September 22nd through the 25th. St. Bridget's Celtic Festival in Frederick, September 24th. And then the Monsignor Henry Robinson Irish Festival at Annunciation High School in Denver on October 15th. So a lot of different things coming up. So keep track of that. Support live music. Go to festivals and hear the bands that are there. So if you can't do that, or maybe as a temptation, here is a tune from Seven Nations, and then I'll do a tune from John and Adam Sousa. And one thing I forgot to mention, coming up on August 28th, the fabulous band from County Sligo, led by Oisin McDermida, will be at the Soil Dove Underground August 28th. They'll be at the Stargazer Theatre on August 26th, and they'll be accompanied by Seamus Begley, the fabulous Kerry singer, and then Oisin's lovely wife, talented pianist and dancer, Samantha Harvey. And I will play a tune off their brand new album, just released in the last 45 days, called Cuishcam Quile, As the Day Brightens. So here is a tune called Winding Me Up from Seven Nations.
Junk alien invasion, crime sprees, floods and fires. It happened once, it will happen again. Mudslides, nuclear showdown, left and right activity. Is it programs, asteroids, or recent event the more want to see? La 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 la, it's easy to see. Ratings go up on your TV by scaring the shit out of me. Oh, I'm letting you cover the hurricane.
out of me. One in the other hand, one in the other hand, one in the other, one in the other, one in the other hand, one in the other hand, one in the other, one in the other.
Seven, eight, seven, eight.
Terrific set there from Adam Agee and John Sousa. Included Paddy Fahey's Gan Am, Star of Munster, Paddy on the Landfill, the Glen Road to Carrick, off the album that Adam and John released a couple of years ago called Swan Try. Then before that, Winding Me Up from Seven Nations, a couple of groups of entertainers, talented musicians that you can see and hear live this coming weekend at the Pikes Peak Celtic Festival in Colorado Springs. Speaking of talented musicians that you can see and hear, here's a couple of tunes from Teda, Oisin McDermida, and the band from County Sligo. This is a traditional song that features Seamus Begley and the Irish-American actor John C. Reilly doing a traditional song called Eileen Og. And then after that, in the few minutes that will be left at the top of the hour, I'll play a few minutes of a set called Farewell to Stony Batterer from Teda. So be sure and stay tuned at the top of the hour for Musica Mundi with George F. And so here is Eileen Og from Teda.
Ever since the day you wandered far away, Eileen Og, there's good fish in the sea, but there's none of them like the pride of Petrovore. Eileen Og, and that the darling's name is, through the barony, her features they were famous. If we loved her then, well, who was there to blame us for? Wasn't she the pride of Petrovore? But her beauty made us all so shy, not a man could look her in the eye. Boys, oh boys, sure that's the reason why we're in mourning for the pride of Petrovore. Eileen, oh, me heart's grown grey ever since the day you wandered far away. Eileen, oh, there's good fish in the sea, but there's none of them like the pride of Petrovore.
Friday at the fair of Ballindubber, Eileen met my brother cattle jobber. I'd like to set me mark upon the rubber, for he stole away the pride of Petrovore.
He never seemed to see the girl at all, even when she ogled him from underneath the shawl. Looking big and masterful when she was looking small, most provoking for the pride of Petrovore. Eileen, oh, me heart's
wandered far away. Eileen, oh, there's good fish in the sea, but there's nothing like the pride of Petrichor. So it went, 'twas in the beginning. Eileen Ogue was bent upon the winning. Big McGrath contentedly was grinning, being courted by the pride of Petrichor. Says he, an old girl could knock you into fits, and at that Eileen she nearly lost her wits. The upshot of the ruction was that now the robber sits with his arm around the pride of Petrichor. Eileen Ogue, me heart has grown grey ever since the day you wandered far away. Eileen Ogue, there's good fish in the sea, but there's nothing like the pride of Petrichor. Boys, oh boys, with fate it's hard to grapple, of my eye, 'tis Eileen was the apple. Now to see her walk into the chapel with the hardest featured man in Petrichor. Now boys, this is all I have to say. When you do your court and make you no display, if you want them to run after you, just walk the other way, for they're mostly like the pride of Petrichor. Eileen, oh, me heart's grown grey ever since the day you wandered far away. Eileen, oh, there's good fish in the sea, but there's nothing like the pride of Petrichor. Eileen, oh, me heart's grown grey ever since the day you wandered far away. Eileen, oh, there's good fish in the sea, but there's nothing like the pride of Petrichor.
You've probably heard that prices for used vehicles are up compared to a year ago, and you may have been tempted to try to sell that car you're not using anymore for some extra cash. But consider this, that car's also worth more in terms of financial support to KGNU. So if you don't need it, donate it. Pickup is free and the process is easy. Learn more at kgnu.org, and thank you.
Support comes from VIA Mobility Services, a community transit provider. VIA is a nonprofit offering transportation and mobility options for older adults and people with disabilities. VIA gives people an option to be mobile. Services are now expanding into the Denver area. More information at viacolorado.org.
This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Musica Mundi.
Ma bringamba ni ale ne bringamba wala ne ma bringamba ni ale ne ah no wala ne ma wasulunga ni wala ne ma bringamba ni ale. Bye.